This is Coastal Connection, our spotlight on the community. I'm Terry Wright, and today we're happy to have Anita and Bruce Peckhamir. They are the founders of Animal Love. I want to thank you for coming in.
It's our pleasure.
Okay, so start out. Tell folks about your organization. What do you do?
Okay, Animal Love is a nonprofit 501c3 educational organization. We have exotic animals that we take to schools, churches, assisted living, and do educational programs with them. And it's a hands-on program where the kids and the adults, whoever wants to, are brave enough to do it, hold them or pet them. We also take in rescues, exotic rescues, not dogs and cats, because we have enough dogs and cats of our own. We take in the rescues where people take animals and they don't research it enough and they get tired of them, like snakes, mostly the snakes.
Okay, so what type of animal besides snakes?
We have alligators, we have our armadillos, we have rabbits, we have a kinkajou, we have a Patagonian cavy, we have a couple of red-tailed boas, one's 10 foot. Ball pythons, and a variety of king snakes and milk snakes and Florida king snakes. We have a yellow tree monitor, a Sudan plated lizard. We have guinea pigs, hedgehog.
Oh my goodness.
We have a lot of a variety. Skunks, skunks, possums, and a blue and golden macaw.
Oh my gosh. So is the purpose to just familiarize people with these animals or to kind of
familiarize them and also know what to do and what not to do with, especially with the variety of venomous snakes we have here and a lot of alligators, you know, what to do if they happen to run across an alligator. Basically, just leave it alone and don't feed it. Basically, the best thing is not to ever feed wild animals because they come back and they remember it and they get to be a nuisance and they're the ones that get killed for it because they'll take them from you and just euthanize them.
Yeah, that's not good. Okay, so you have a fundraiser coming up this weekend. Tell us about that.
We have a fundraiser. This is our second annual Come Walk on the Wild Side fundraiser. It's going to be at the New Roads Park on Flanagan off of Minton Road, right behind the old Roads Park, which is across from Calvary. We're going to have animal shelters going to be there. We're going to have hands-on wildlife. They're going to bring their animals. We have a lady that breeds wolves. She's going to bring a baby wolf so you can get your picture taken with it. We have a band, Stevie Legend Band's going to be there. He was there last year, and he's volunteering his services this year. We have jewelry makers, handbag makers. We have a lot of crafts. We have food vendor, and we have an Italian ice person that was there last year. She's coming this year, and we'll have all our animals.
Okay.
We'll have an unusual pet contest. Last year, a monkey won,
okay. All right, so is there a charge for admission?
The admission's free. We have a raffle. We have a silent auction. And anything that you would like to purchase there, part of it will go for Animal Love. The raising of our animals and the food and licenses and insurance and all that good jazz.
All right, I imagine there's quite a lot of overhead in keeping all those animals fed. And
we're lucky because Second Harvest gives us donations of meat. We have gators there.
Yikes.
Gators and our skunks and also our possums eat meat. So that helps us out a lot. But we still have the veggies that we have to buy. And those are the animals they eat every day, the veggies. That's very costly. Insurance is really out the wall. It's really, it's outrageous. So, the insurance.
And then vet bills.
The vet bills, oh my goodness. It's a lot. I mean, and we have a little bit of money saved where we're going to be able to get a 12x24 storage shed out there. We're going to put all the animals that are in the house out in the storage shed. We're going to rig that up for air conditioning and water and all that stuff and put the ones that are in the house now out there.
Yeah, that sounds like an excellent plan. So this is happening on Saturday at the New Roads Park.
Right, Saturday from 10 to 5. Bring a blanket if you want to sit down and listen to the band, because they're very good. We enjoyed them last year. Bring lots of money.
Money is preferred.
But come out and have a good time. We're going to try and have a good time.
Okay. Is there a phone number or website people could find out?
The website is www.animalloveinc.org.
Okay.
Telephone number is 321-674-2366. Just ask for Anita up at Bruce.
Okay, so if people wanted more information about your organization, maybe they want you to bring animals out to their group or whatever, they can find out on the website?
They can find out on the website or they can call us from the number that I just gave.
Okay, so we hope everyone will come out to Rhodes Park. That's this Saturday from
10 to 5.
10 to 5. Lots of fun, lots of exotic animals and regular animals and an unusual pet contest and just lots of good times and lots of fun.
You can get up and dance if you want to dance to the band.
All righty. Okay, well, thank you very much for coming
in. Thank you.